What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Before I push the intro button to Love Country, Talk to Chuck, I want to apologize to you, Sammy. Go ahead. Tell the people you're here.
Hi, I'm here.
Okay. And you, Abby.
Hello.
All right. So you guys, do you want to?
Daggers over there.
All right. You want to punch me in the face?
Yeah. Okay. I do.
Coming to you from the Glass House Studios in Nashville, Tennessee, this is Talk to Chuck. Now here's your host, Chuck Wicks.
Should we just get into it? Should we just start the podcast?
Yeah,
okay.
Why not?
All right, is this today's Monday? We're doing Mondays?
Happy Halloween.
Halloween. Let's talk about it. Do you think Halloween is an excuse to dress like... I don't know.
Like a slut.
There we go, Abby. Is it an excuse?
For some people it is. I somehow have always missed that excuse. Last year I was Hulk Hogan.
Oh, what a whore.
The year before that I was like a blow-up sumo wrestler.
What a whore, man.
Yeah.
Hey, brother.
Hell yeah, brother.
Hell yeah, man.
Remember when Brooke was on the show and then we casually FaceTimed the Hulk?
Hulk Hogan has been on Love Country.
That's still one of like my favorite moments.
Talk to Chuck.
That was awesome.
Was that a starstruck moment? No, I feel like we were fine.
No, it
was. He called you Chuckamania. I remember that. I was so jelly.
I know. I was just like, I remember going home.
Hell yeah, brother.
And I was just like, Chuckamania.
In the mirror?
Yeah.
You probably were.
I wasn't in the mirror.
Shirtless?
It was in
gross.
It was in the rearview mirror, actually. I was
violently dangerous.
Those are different than mirrors. Anyway, we have guests here today, by the way.
Woo!
So
we do.
We'll get into that later. They're so quiet. I told them specifically, like, don't say a word. And they don't want to. They're looking at me like I'm an idiot. You guys can say hello, though.
Hello.
What?
Wow.
They practice.
Yeah. Should we say hello like we did last night?
Sure. No, no, don't. Yes, go ahead.
That sounds very unique.
There we go. So we are in
play. I'm what sorry. Was that?
You don't know. You don't understand what that means.
No, you're not going to say.
Are these the same people that you FaceTime me with?
Yes.
Okay. It was very blurry. It's nice to see you in real life, though. I figured as much, but you know, context clues and smart like that.
So we have four women in the audience. It's not the audience.
Sure. Why not? It's an audience.
Okay. They are the audience.
Duh.
Yeah.
Look at them. They're carrying all the weight around the show.
Right. Well, this is what they came to Shiners. Okay. I FaceTimed Sammy.
Mm-hmm.
And you were not happy about it.
That is not true. I had just, I was resting because I have a bit of an injury. So I was just like, you know, focusing on my mental and physical health. So I think I was kind of asleep.
All right. Well, we're 4 weeks deep in the Shiners. And
is it really 4 weeks
this
already?
This is our fourth week, yeah.
Holy Toledo.
I know. And the reviews are in. The reviews are in. They've been staggering. They've been as like this come one at a time. Anyway, it's a bad joke.
What?
You stagger a review, like when you stagger it, do it one.
I don't know. Yeah, that's okay. A good joke.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Does that mean there are four?
Well, yeah, there's four. Anyway.
Okay.
We're going to go live reviews right now. I don't know what you're going to say. I think you had a good time because you definitely made those noises during the show, but we'll go down the line. These are in time, real reviews of the Shiner show, which is every Thursday, Friday, Saturday in Nashville, Tennessee. Get your tickets at shinersnashville.com. Cirque meets Broadway meets comedy. Boom. And we fly people. It's amazing. All right. Go ahead.
These are four additional reviews, not the four you already have. So just to clarify.
Well, just to clarify, we have over four reviews on Google. So these are four additional
reviews.
Yes.
All right.
You go first. Be honest.
Okay. I'll be honest. It was. Are you sure you want me to be honest?
Do we have a button that can, like, if it's bad, you can just push something?
I don't think so.
Oh, God.
Well, should we slime her like Nickelodeon did?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Hold on. Okay. Go ahead.
New shower. So that didn't come out right. Anyway, so it was better than I expected.
Oh.
So, yeah. The talent, unbelievable.
Okay.
If you looked at me. Uh-huh. My eyes were giantly big because
you couldn't believe what you were seeing.
I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
Yeah.
It was, and the theater is not huge.
That's right.
It's very intimate. And I was amazed that I was seeing such big things in a small area. That is the kind of thing you're going to get in the Shiners show. Right.
Especially during the towel dance.
The towel dance. There was a little slip in the towel dance last night.
Oh, was there?
Yes. Okay. Little bit.
No, we won't talk about that.
We just did.
Wow.
Like
everyone's covered, just for the record. I mean,
train.
It is important to know. There's a train, by the way. Train. It's close by. I don't know. Can they hear the train?
Yes. I'd imagine so. It's pretty loud. All right. I feel like we should just do train shots every time.
All right, next down the line.
Oh. I expected it to be good. I went in expecting it to be good, but it was seriously over the top amazing.
Oh.
My face hurt from laughing so much. And then some of the acts, like seriously jaw-dropping. The next thing was unexpected. Things that you didn't expect happening. It's like, wow. Definitely unexpected things happening in the show.
Abby?
I will definitely be seeing it again.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh.
Okay. I'm definitely going to send you the Google ad search where to put a review. All right. Next. Next. Two more. This is making me feel good, guys.
Oh, maybe we should.
All right.
Spectacular. Absolutely spectacular. I'm one of the locals, so it is definitely my new bring all the out-of-town guests to see this show. It was... like they said, it was more than I expected. And walking into such a small, intimate theater and having all of it right there in the towel dance, right in your face. Mm-hmm. It was awesome. It was incredible. I'm very pleasantly surprised.
Thank you. This is nice. All right, last but not least. Well, I don't know. It might be least. Well, I'm moving the mic around over there. No, it's fine.
So nobody has mentioned the bar yet. The drinks were amazing.
Okay, now we know who the alcoholic is in the group.
Fruit punch moonshine shots.
Oh, they're strong, actually.
They're perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I love the interaction with the, what do you call them, cast members.
Okay.
Up on stage. And
it
was...
in the audience, too.
Yes.
And who was your favorite act? Which one stood out the most?
Probably the strong guys.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Every time.
But I loved how the characters pulled the story all together. It's like, how do these pole dancing and strung guys have anything to do with Shiners?
That's right.
And it all works fluidly together.
See? Because it's all about at the Shiner family reunion. Aren't you, what are you doing with the microphone? Didn't you tell me last night that you're on the radio?
Yeah.
And
you are? Yeah.
She is in
I'm a midday host in Columbus, Ohio.
No way. That's awesome.
Is it iHeart or what is it? Do you know?
No.
What is it?
It's Saga.
Saga.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a like a smaller company?
No, we've got markets. We've got we're in Clarksville.
Okay.
As well.
All right.
We have Milwaukee and all over.
All right. So you have clusters everywhere.
Yep.
I love that. Well, ladies, thank you for coming to the show. And then what? Go ahead.
One more little review thing that I have to say. When we first got there, the cast members interact in the audience before the show starts. And Joe came up to us.
And said, Joe Fixit.
Joe Fixit. Okay. Yes. Who was amazing. And we were double fisting from the bar at the time. And they said that the show is much better when you've been drinking. So I have to.
Phenomenal.
So yeah, it was great.
Phenomenal.
Was off the
or
charts.
Or if you eat an edible.
Well, did you eat an edible before?
At the premiere.
Wow,
it was
Sammy.
Wild.
No wonder you had such a good time.
10 out of 10 would recommend.
All right, go to Shiners, have an edible, and double fist.
But we had the legal ones, Delta 9. You can just like pick them up down the street from Shiners, by the way.
What is
it? They deliver it to your front door. It's all legal.
My husband loves those.
Yeah, I split one with my plus one. And let me tell you, by the time that the strong men had come out, like, so had the edible. And it was hysterical.
Really?
My date was crying laughing.
What is a Delta 9?
It is some version of edible. I don't even know. I mean, like, I could like show you the label, but it's like legal THC. It's like the legal limit, but it's like a psychedelic at the same time. So, you know, when people are flying from the ceiling, it's a wild time.
It has a trace of THC in it.
Oh, like not enough to like be illegal.
Well, I will tell you, my husband had to take a pee test and he had to go off of them for a month in order for it to not show up. Though.
I work in the music industry. So what up, Sean Silva? Double fisting Tito's and Jack, baby. Woo! I miss that guy.
I miss him too.
I was saying that I work in the music industry, so there's not a lot of drug tests. If they did, there'd be no one in the music industry.
Yes. Yeah, my husband works for the state, so
there you go. He is much cooler than me. I will give him that. Yes.
No one has a record deal. I wonder why.
Anyways, that's my recommendation for Shiners.
Do out drugs.
What's your favorite part of the show, Charles? When it's over, and you get to drink with the fans.
The host was pretty good of the show too.
Thank you.
He was okay.
Oh my God, Mason Shiner, what a schmuck.
Jesus.
That's Chuck's character, by the way, in case anybody was confused.
What's crazy is a lot of people, they're like, oh, I didn't know you were in the show. I'm like, yes, I'm in the show. I'm on the poster.
Okay, but I was also laughing with our friend Shawnee B about how like months and months and months ago when you first brought up this idea, there was other ideas that you mentioned to us before with other like celebrities and it being dirtier. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Anyways, then somehow we transitioned, I'm sure you know how, to Shiners. Sean and I were joking and laughing after the show because when you first presented this idea to us, you're like, yeah, I mean, we're going to have this Cirque du Soleil type comedy show and it's going to be this and I might be a little bit involved. I'm just going to be like, I'm just investing in it. It was so like 30,000 feet. We show up to the premiere. You're the main fucking character. I was like, wow, how the tide has changed since you first presented this idea to me and Sean, like, I don't know, maybe a year ago now. Somehow you went from just investing and being 30,000 feet above to literally being the main character of the show. If that isn't Chuck Wicks on brand, I don't know what is.
It's like me telling my parents I want to be a country singer. And then I go, you signed the RCA records? What? They didn't know that I could sing.
Didn't you sing the national anthem?
Yes. My parents had zero clue that I could sing. Zero. And I went
in. Did you not sing in the house? Like,
no, I sang around the house.
And they just weren't listening?
And they were just like, oh, it's cool. And they just thought I was just singing along with the radio. And I was. And then in the middle of my junior year of college, I'm like, hey, I want to move to Nashville and try to get a record deal. And they're like,
every parent's dream.
My mom's like, wait, you sing? I'm like, yes, I sing.
Wow.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Now look at you. Now dual singing as Chuck and Mason.
We funded his salary.
What a time.
For a long time.
You did. So how long have I known you girls? Probably since 2008?
Seven? You started, pretty much.
So 2007.
At the Circleville Pumpkin Show.
Jesus.
The specifics over
here.
Wow.
What was it called?
Circleville Pumpkin Show. It actually just wrapped up.
In Ohio?
Yep.
Interesting. So, wow. They haven't had me back since. Abby.
Oh, the stories we have of you, Chuck Wicks.
That's true. Well, you've known. I mean, listen, I appreciate seeing you at the show, Shiners. Because
it
was refreshing. You guys were in the front row. I'm like, I know these girls. And then all the cast didn't know that I knew you. And they're like, hey, that front row, they're fun. What's up? The one girl's double fisted. Look at her. I'm like,
actually, we were both.
Oh, you were double.
Yeah, we were bookended. Yeah.
Of course you were.
Another good thing about Shiners, which I feel like I really need to press on, that talks about drinks. I know you're saying that she was double fisting, is that the price of drinks is not like the rest of downtown. It is a lot cheaper.
Really?
It is. I was drinking 818 tequila and it was less than $10 a drink instead of $24.75 at the local watering hole down the street.
Jeez.
I just made that number up, but it was, I noticed how cheap the drinks were, put it that way.
Were they okay for you guys or did they seem expensive?
Well, they're not from here, so it's probably expensive for them. I'm talking about for us locals that are trying to pull out a second mortgage to get a buzz.
The tequila and the Jameson and the whiskey and stuff, with the moonshine was up to regular Nashville standard prices.
Oh, I didn't drink any moonshine, so never
mind. We drank a lot of the moonshine.
Yeah, you did. Well, that's the point, is like, right. We try to give you enough where you don't
when
see
at
the
Shiners.
Yeah.
Moonshine.
Yeah, drink shine. Well, thank you, ladies, for coming. And and you guys are going to where tonight? Clay Walker? Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. It's Halloween. Are you guys going to dress up for Halloween? Do we know what we're being? What are we being?
That's our next stop today to go figure that out.
Oh, so you're late bloomers. You don't know what you're going to do yet.
Yeah, but they're usually pretty spectacular.
Mm.
Very creative.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Abby, what are you going to be for Halloween?
I don't know yet. Really, even though it's today, Yeah, I don't know.
All right. And Sammy, usually you have this planned.
I am between costumes because it depends on how much I'm limping. But my original plan was to be a disco chick. I got like an afro and a whole thing. And I feel like I'm just going to play Earth, Wind, and Fire at all times. But if I can't wear the shoes, it's not going to bring the outfit together. And since I'm nursing an injury, I might have to find an option number two late night.
Mm. Can we talk about how did you injure your foot?
Lizzo.
Jesus. Well, this could go so many different ways.
Listen, I've been quite an animal during the month of October. I have taken it upon myself. Words are hard. To have a more like mindful, healthful November because I've just been absolutely annihilating myself. And my body's check engine light is screaming. Mm-hmm. But I went to see Luke Combs on Friday, out of town, traveled back, went to see Lotto and Lizzo on Sunday. And, you know, afterwards we hit up an emo bar. And I was like headbanging and living my best life. And then we walked across the street and we went over to the stage up onto the third floor. And that's where it all went downhill. Literally. Literally downhill.
You fell downstairs?
I was doing like a little bit. The last thing I really remember was it was a cover band singing Shania Twain. And they said, let's go, girls. And then I was
fall
on the floor.
Fall down.
Yeah, I was on the floor. And then I had to crawl down the steps of three floors of the stage in like hobble into an Uber and go home. And that just goes to show that you shouldn't go to concerts with Elena Smith because she will buy you all the tequila. And at first I was like, oh no, it's not that bad. I just rolled it and it'll be fine. I woke up the next morning. I had like elephantitis. It looked like when I tore my Achilles, it looked like that aftermath. Didn't feel like that, but a lot of bruising, a lot of swelling. I've been taking care of myself. Yeah, I've been taking care of myself this week. Seen a chiropractor, doctor lady. She did some voodoo magic on it and I'm feeling good. Today's the first day I can really walk for realsies, even though I'm hobbling.
It doesn't look as swollen as it was.
No, I actually can see my ankle bone now, so I'm making progress. The whole thing is that on my right foot, I have a broken toe from a boating accident like 3 weeks ago, completely sober in that one. So it's difficult when one toe is broken, the other ankle is. I've just been crawling. I'm a mess. I said that I walked in.
How was Lizzo, by the way?
Oh my God, it was so freaking cool. Mm. I love her. Well, I just love her music and I just feel like she gets up there and twerks in like sparkly outfits and it's just like she stopped her entire concert, just like sat there and was just like, have you guys said anything nice about yourself today? And I was like, well, fuck, no. Just like little reminders like that. I also hadn't been to a show that wasn't a country concert in a minute, literally. So it was like refreshing to see different kind of music. Mm. And then I went to an emo show after that. So I was just like, I was really circling the bases.
Wow. For those of you that don't know, Sammy toured with Kenny Chesney this summer.
Correct. So that was a lot of country music. And then I went to Luke Combs and I've gone to like John Party was here and just a lot of country music. I hadn't seen anything else.
What's emo? What do you consider emo?
Like, where are you?
Where are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Was it a famous band or what?
It was like a cover band, but it was awesome because they were doing, basically I just like reignited my middle school self and I just remembered like the cargo capris I used to wear. I feel like I thought I was Avril Lavigne, but I wasn't. But it was like awesome. My neck did feel a little sore the next day for headbanging, but worth it.
Right. Abby's been really quiet.
She's mad at you.
What? Seriously?
Permanent grudge.
What?
I've gotten over it. I've moved.
Are you refusing to talk?
No, I'm just kidding. I've been looking up news.
That is true. You did get on her about news.
Yeah, but you're good. I sent it. I'm not mad. I'm just listening.
Okay. I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
All right. Let's go through the news because I want to make sure we give people something credible to hold on to. With love. Yeah. Country. Talk to Chuck. Where did you send it to?
Your email.
Jesus. Oh. My Gmail?
Yeah.
Mm.
What's your guys' favorite Halloween candy?
Got it.
That's not a candy bar.
Oh, my favorite candy?
Yeah. Like, what's your favorite part about Halloween?
Mm. Milky Way.
I can't believe you guys are so selfish. No one. Asked me. No one asked me what I'm being for Halloween.
Sorry, we talked about you and your show for the first 20 minutes.
Are we still allowed to talk? Because I've
yes.
Oh yeah, oh, you okay. Can talk anytime. Just
talk. Chuck, what are you being for Halloween?
Oh my God, thank you for asking. Tucker and I, and Cassie. So Tucker and I are going to be Dumb and Dumber.
Oh God.
I'm going to be Lloyd Christmas.
Who's Dumber?
I'm Lloyd Christmas and Harry's. He's going to be Harry. So okay. He'll be in the blue tux. I'll be in the orange tux.
Okay.
And then Cassie's going as Mary Swanson, Samsonite.
Oh my God.
She's going to carry a Samsonite briefcase.
Way off.
I was way off. Harry, your hands are freezing. Anyway, you got to look it up. It's
fine. I'm looking it up.
I know. She's
wait,
like,
you don't know Dumb and Dumber quotes?
No.
Did you know I went to college with Jeff Daniels' daughter?
What?
Wild Times, yeah.
Who? What now?
Nellie Daniels is his daughter. I went to college.
Oh,
no way.
Yeah. Fun fact. Heavy.
All right. Here comes the news. I know it's exciting. Do we have that? Where's the news thing? Is it on here?
If you had showed up in the last 6 months, you would remember which color was which noise.
Exactly.
You want to go through them? I know.
Where are you?
Where are
I got stuck in my head.
We should make that one a button. That should be a new button for us. This is a...
Emo?
Here we go.
No, we can't get rid of that. That's my favorite one.
Oh, hey. How was Lizzo last night?
It was amazing.
Huh? All right. What's this one?
Start spreading the news.
Found it.
Oh my gosh, did you see about the Frank Sinatra pop-up bar?
Oh, today.
Absolutely cannot wait to destroy that place.
I want to be a part of it.
Oh.
Oh, I forgot it.
Grapevine.
Wait, this is my favorite part coming up.
Boom, boom,
boom.
Oh God.
Do you guys like that?
No, it's giving Pirates
cool?
of the Caribbean.
No, only one of them has headphones on over there.
Oh, yeah. They're just blindly
You can't
listening.
Hear it if you don't have the headphones. Oh, I'm sorry, guys.
She's,
I'm just sitting here enjoying it.
She's enjoying The one with the headphones is enjoying herself.
Did you like it? It needs work.
I can help.
I'll take your help.
All right, Miranda Lambert debuts a new fragrance. You can now smell like Miranda Lambert. The bigger question to me is like, what version of Miranda?
Like the crazy ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. There's a lot of different versions.
Gunpowder and lead. I like all of them, so sign me up.
I think I would want her probably like right before she walks on stage. I want that Miranda. You know?
Mm-hmm. We don't want a scent of anyone after they get off stage.
Right.
I disagree. Hey.
Who?
There's a few I could think of.
Really?
Yeah.
Who? What's their names?
I'm not going to say that. It's for me and my mind only. Stop judging me.
I'm not. I'm
you
just...
are. You're looking at me judgmentally.
So does Kenny smell good when he comes off stage?
Actually, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
he sweats a lot.
He sweats a lot. Yes. He is in. Yeah. But he jumps around for 2 hours straight.
What about Old Dominion? Do they smell good?
Yes. What was it? Am I supposed to say no? I don't think there is one particular person. I will not mention them, but they were in a band of sorts. Like they weren't the actual lead singer that I've ever dealt with. That was just absolutely not the business when he got off stage.
All right. And then what about Dan and Shay was out there on tour? That's how they smell.
I do have to say that I never saw them after they got off the stage immediately because I was busy doing responsibles of my job.
And then what about Carly Pierce? I believe she was on that.
Carly
tour.
Pierce always smells good. She's always done up, ready to go.
Great. All right. Well, Miranda Lambert, it's called Idlewind.
Yeah, that's Idlewind. That's her store line that she's been making clothes for years.
The new smell, Idlewind Velvet Rodeo, inspired by her song, Acting Up. Acting Up.
I'm acting up. That song slaps.
It's described. This is what it's described as. Really?
That's Acting Up. I was just singing.
Oh, okay. It's described as this. Tell me if you ladies would wear it. Rich Jasmine.
Yes. I'm just kidding.
Jesus. You had me at Rich.
Rich.
I can smell Rich. Fuck
I
yeah,
love
man.
That.
All right. Rich Jasmine, Spicy Violet Iris, and Vanilla Suede.
I am not sure what a what is it? Iris? I don't know what that smells like, so maybe.
I don't like
Iris is very strong scent.
Really?
Isn't it?
I love a strong scent.
Like
I want people to smell me before they can see me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
She says this scent was created for all of you strong, spirited, take no prisoners, queen of hearts, saddle up and go get them, girls.
Let's fucking go, Miranda!
Yeah. Let's go!
Yeah. All right. Are we excited about this? Shania Twain announces new album and tour.
Yes! Woo! I went to Vegas to see her.
How was it?
I'll be going again.
Really?
Good. It was really good in Vegas. There are all these like half-naked men dancing on the stage.
Wow.
It was cool.
I bet.
I saw her a few years ago in Columbus, and she rode a saddle in the air through the crowd. Yeah.
Really?
She got on the saddle, and she was with Gavin DeGraw.
Oh, that's Gavin DeGraw. Awesome.
Gavin.
I don't want to be another... All right. Shania Twain was my first concert I ever saw.
Mm. Wow.
And I was sitting in the nosebleed seats in Orlando, Florida, because I was in college down in Lakeland, Florida. And I was sitting up there with one of my best friends and then my girlfriend at the time. And my girlfriend goes, "Why are you staring at her?"
Oh,
swear to God.
So that's where your crazy bitch face started?
And I'm like,
you kept that hot for a couple years there, bud.
That's who we pay to see. That's why I'm looking at
her. I'm supposed to close my eyes?
Jesus. First of all, she's the size of an ant.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm squinting because I can't see her.
You can't even a little bit smell her from up there.
That's what my husband said when we went to see Thor. Why were you staring at him?
Thor, who plays Thor?
Chris Hemsworth.
I know.
One of my top fives, baby.
You know, my wife has a thing for him.
Yeah, so does every straight woman. Yeah. Oh, and probably not straight woman. Honestly, if I'm being real.
Okay.
So Shania Twain is...
So, back to...
Is she coming to Nashville?
Yeah. Oh, actually, no.
I saw that Hayley Witters is opening for her in some of the states, but I don't know.
She is.
I didn't look at like all of the details, if I'm being honest.
50 concert dates.
That's a lot.
Oh, this is kind of cool. Her opening acts on select dates will include Breland and then
Kelsey.
Several top female singer songwriters. Lindsay L., Hayley Witters, Kelsey Ballerini, Mickey Guyton, Priscilla Block, and Robin Odolini.
Hmm,
is that right?
I don't know who that is.
Never heard of her, but good for her.
Have you guys seen the Shania Twain documentary?
Yeah, it's good.
It's really good.
Would you? Doesn't she live in Switzerland?
Yeah.
Right?
I thought she was Canadian.
She is.
I mean, she is. That doesn't mean you can't live in Switzerland.
But she wanted to live in a neutral state. I don't know. Isn't Switzerland known for being like...
Neutral country.
I would not last there. Except for I would totally date a Switzerland dude. You ever seen them? They're like very... Or is that Icelandic?
That's Icelandic. Oh. That's what they're doing.
The CrossFit boys that are like...
The Norton Vikings.
Yeah. That's my kind of man. That's Chris Hemsworth. He's probably descended from there. Hi. Maybe I should go there for my next trip. Abs, what are you doing later?
Oh, yeah, do it.
For sure. That sounds really, really serious.
I was looking up ice.
Your teeth look very white.
Thank you.
They did look white.
Congratulations.
Did you get them
white? Yeah, they look
great. I did put white stripes on.
Oh, well, it worked.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you should get them white, like whitened at my dentist.
Really? Oh, I should do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The laser whitening or whatever?
Laser?
Yeah, they like zap them.
Is it?
That sounds scary, but you should definitely look into that.
It takes about like maybe 45 minutes.
Maybe it's just because I haven't seen Abby in like the daylight in months. I've only seen her at events at night.
See where Scotty McCreery he's dead.
Yes. Yeah. Did you know that he was in like the first grade with his wife? And I read this article, and by article, I mean like it was probably just an Instagram post of... They like did not date until their senior year of high school, but then they got married and all the stuff. And she opened her diary from kindergarten when she first met Scotty, and she had his last name with her name and then like a bunch of hearts around it.
Oh, wow.
So she knew in kindergarten she was going to have his last name.
That's super cute.
That's really cute.
He said he probably wouldn't have any good songs if he hadn't met her because he wrote most of them about her. I just saw him in concert at our state fair this summer.
Aww. Oh, is that what he said on stage?
Yeah, and he brought Trent Tomlinson on with him to sing Damn Straight, because that's when Damn Straight was at the top of the
charts. The name of his son is Merrick Avery McCreery.
Merrick McCreery.
Merrick Avery McCreery.
Wait, this is wild because I went on tour this summer with a girl named Merrick.
Well, listen.
That's not a real name, and they made it up, and now it's too tame.
You need to calm it down because it was named after Gabby's dad, Merrick Trey Dougal III.
Whoa, my mind is blown.
Here's another blown fact. They plan on calling Merrick Avery McCreery Avery. Oh. And I have a daughter named Avery.
Look at us drawing clues to our own personal lives.
Right? It's not even going to be, it's not 6 degrees separation of Kevin Bacon. It's 6 degrees separation of Merrick Avery.
Where the hell did Kevin Bacon come from?
Ma'am.
Did you know that?
Ma'am. Merrick Avery McCreery. Ma'am.
Oh, that's cute.
Ma'am.
Ma'am.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Ma'am.
Did you know her name is pronounced Gabby?
Oh, what did I say? Gabby? Mm-hmm. Crap. Sorry.
Whoa.
Yeah, I didn't like know that.
They are just absolutely messing.
Like, it's Gabby.
They are just
Gabby.
Remixing the narrative on names right
what?
Now.
It's Gabby. Gabby, yeah. Gabby. Like it's spelled G-A-B-I, I think. So you think it's Gabby, but it's Gabby.
Isn't she from like North Carolina?
I don't know. Yeah, because that's where they got, North Carolina or something like that. Anyway, all right, you got to pick one. Ready? You got to pick one. George Strait, Chris Stapleton. George Strait.
Obviously, hands down. George. 25 times over.
All right, well, lucky for all of you. Listen, ladies, pay attention. Lucky. Abby's getting on.
Abby's stripping.
I am.
Lucky, lucky for all of you. Okay. George Strait and Chris Stapleton are teaming up for a series of stadium shows next summer.
That's going to be good.
Sign me up.
I feel like it will be good. Tickets go on sale November 4th, by the way. They're going to play Glendale, Arizona, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Seattle, Washington, Denver, Colorado, Nashville, Tennessee, and Tampa, Florida. Those dates are ranging from May 6th through August 5th. Did you see where Nashville, Tennessee, Tennessee Titans are getting a new stadium?
Mm-hmm. Our Uber Dart driver told us that last night.
Really?
Yes.
It's looks amazing.
She was a big fan.
Do you know what this means for us?
No.
More traffic.
Yeah.
Super right. Bowl.
More tourists.
Thank you, Abby. Someone is using their brain today.
Wait, but I heard that there's less seats in the new one than there is in the current one. No, so how does that Super Bowl efficient?
Okay, so in order.
Open. I mean, closed.
They have a closed. I don't think. Well, Tampa Bay had a Super Bowl. Remember?
And theirs isn't closed?
And it isn't closed.
Oh, but that stadium.
I think when you PTSD. Close it. I got to look it up. But I think when you do close it, you're almost guaranteed a Super Bowl.
So it's going to be a dome.
It's a retractable.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is going to be awesome. Now I got to look up how many seats. I think it's like 70,000, 80,000 seats.
I also made a joke that next year the current Nissan Stadium will be the headquarters for Spirit Halloween. You know how they always just like go into like Kmart? And then yeah. I swear to God, I just like put that out into the universe. And then Music Shitty, that Instagram thing, they made that meme. And I was like, did I tell someone that works at Music Shitty my joke? Because they stole it.
You probably did.
Speaking of jokes, I wrote a stand-up routine. You guys want to come to Zany's? I'm going to do open mic night.
Yes.
I will roast the shit out of you, Chuck.
That's fine.
I'm just kidding.
You do it already here.
For free. Anyways, so back to the Nissan Stadium. I feel like that's cool. I'd love to see a Super Bowl here. When we had the NFL draft, it was pretty lit. That's when I worked right downtown too, and me and Brian Webb walked into the masses, and it seemed, although it was obviously very chaotic and there was a billion trillion people here, it seemed very well done. Is that what it looks like on the inside? That's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
I can't wait to work a concert there.
Ooh, yeah. See, that's awesome.
So what are they going to do with the old stadium? The current one? Just have concerts there?
That's where the Shiners is going to be there.
Oh, sure. Wow, what a time. You know?
Hanging the ropes from the dome. Retractable.
We're going to introduce a helicopter routine.
That's right.
Oh, I don't even want to talk about the helicopter.
What is he hanging from? Oh, I do it. Yeah.
Front row. Yeah, we were in the front row. Thanks.
There's a joke in Shiners.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
You want to know something, though? I mean, I don't want to like spill any secrets, but the thing I like about Shiners is that I've seen it twice and they're different both times. So like every time it's different.
That's right.
The drunk dude, wild.
Love
he's
him.
Awesome.
Wild.
Oh, yeah. How does he do that? Is he really drunk?
No.
No.
Oh, I'm kidding. Because I was like, he's
you
just
would have
good at
to
doing
be to
that.
Do what that man does. What yes. in
the? He's a contortionist. He's awesome. His name is Araz. So what's crazy about Araz? What's the guy that did those movies? What he was,
please
Kazakhstan?
Be more
vague. Kazakhstan? He's,
oh, they're in that. I like you.
Yeah. What's
Sacha Baron Cohen?
Yeah. He's so what was the character he played?
Borat.
Yeah.
Borat.
So he's from where Borat's from, Kazakhstan or whatever. So
when very nice. So I like. How so much?
He talks backstage. I can't. That's what it sounds like. I'm like, stop. Talk normal. He goes, I am. I'm like, stop it.
Well, your strong guys are from
Poland.
Poland.
Okay. Mm.
Yeah, we were Poland. Trying to figure that out.
And then we have someone from Russia. And then we have someone from South Africa.
Yeah, he was telling us that.
Yeah, Minneapolis.
I do have to say that at the preview, what would you call that? What was it called? The preview show that we saw?
Preview.
I was sitting with Cassie's friend in the upstairs, like the after party area, and Nappy Tabs was in front of me. And I spilled a drink on my lap and she looks at me. She was like, how many famous people have you met in your life? And I was like, a few. She's like, you're really going to freak out over these choreographers. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I'm so nervous. I never got to meet them though.
Oh.
They were chatting and I felt like it was business and then they wanted to dip out and it was late and my Uber was there. But yeah, I did spill a drink across my lap when I saw them that close. I was like, oh my God, 13-year-old Sammy's freaking out.
They're
so
awesome.
You think you can't dance.
Yeah.
So when they come back, I need to meet them. Please.
Yes. Me too.
I would have freaked out the same way.
So yeah. You guys know, so if people that don't know who Nappy Tabs, who they
look
are.
Up their choreography. You will.
It's Napoleon. And Tabitha, they're married, but they've done amazing stuff. Like they've worked with J-Lo for 15 years. They were executive producers of World of Dance. They've done the Grammys. They do the Super Bowl. They do everything. They do all the Disney specials on ABC. They do those. They're awesome.
So. We met through dance, us gals.
Really?
Well, and country music. And that's where the sound came from, was the sound we did earlier.
Okay, will you please... explain the story, because when you first came on, you did the explain where that sound comes from, because there is a meaning to this.
So we line dance, mm-hmm. and we do a dance to God Bless Texas, and part of it, we make that noise. Ooh, 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 woo! Mm-hmm. And some guy requested that song with the DJ for the climaxing seals. Mm-hmm. So we got dubbed the Seal Girls and it kind of stuck. So we use that everywhere.
It's you owned it.
It's ours.
You've owned it for years probably.
Yes, I actually had a license plate that said Kel Seal. It was my license plate on my
Kel
car.
Kel Seal, her name's Kelly.
Dedicated. And I rolled into the back of somebody here during a fan fest. We were on our way to an Emerson Drive fan club party. And they opened for you. You guys played together.
It was a thing.
Opened for Shania. Sorry,
it was a dual citizenship.
Saying. Yeah, yes.
They're from Canada, by the way, right?
Yes.
And are they still rocking in Canada?
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like they're still super popular in Canada.
Yes.
And they were
still touring Canada.
They still tour
not
in Canada.
So much here.
Here, yeah.
But my license plate fell off and then the guy signed the back of it. So I had an autographed license plate.
From Emerson Drive.
From Emerson Drive. Like, nice. Chuck never signed anything that cool for me.
But. Oh,
wow. Me neither.
Well, he did sign some panties for me.
Wow. Whoa. Wow. Okay.
They were sorry. Chuck Wick's panties when he first started. Oh. He was selling Chuck Wick's panties.
No, he was not.
He was.
Oh. What?
I have photographic evidence. What is it? It was his merch. He was.
It's, I
he
sold said, panties.
He sold
with your face name? On them?
No.
No. Oh, God, no.
What was it called? What was it on them?
First of all, I hate the word panties.
I think it just had. I think it just said Chuck Wicks, and it might have had a little heart or something on it. I don't know. We bought them just to be so, like, we never wore them, but that's
sure you didn't.
No, no, I was not that big of a fan.
Who is who? I want to if you're out there and you're still following Chuck Wick's life and you listen to this podcast, I need you to contact me and show me that you have Chuck Wick's panties.
This is a true test. If Chris Hemsworth had his own panties,
no, I would not buy Chris Hemsworth panties. I would not. That's weird as. Farts.
Abby.
I smelled some weird farts.
I would not.
No, I would not.
Guys, are we back? Are we back?
Plus, if Chris Hemsworth around, I probably wouldn't be wearing
it. Hey, are we back, Abby?
Are we? I don't know.
Tell us, buddy.
Yeah, you tell us.
You're the ringleader here. We tried to keep it going.
All right.
Then a couple wheels fell off. You just absolutely abandoned us. And now here we are 3 months later.
Can I just be honest with everyone?
You were overwhelmed and you opened a show and there was too much on your plate.
I had too much going on.
Okay. Yes, but you should have told us that instead of just abandoning us.
I want it.
You abandoned us. Don't even look at me like that. You know we did. We even did like multiple episodes without you. We brought in guests. Brenna?
Yes.
Bone Zone? You're fabulous together. Oh, hell yeah, we are. Did you hear that, Charles? Hey, that's us. Listen, so not for nothing, but we tried. And then it got to the point where I was like, well, this is weird because Chuck's not here for Talk to Chuck.
Right.
So then we took a little vacay.
All right,
I broke a couple bones. Now we're back.
Hey, Abby, Sammy, if you guys want, I'll come down and I can do it with you and tell you all kinds of Chuck stories.
Oh,
you've already traumatized me enough,
come,
ma'am.
If he can't come.
You lost him at the panty store.
Yeah, I don't know. Actually, I think the door is locked on that. But thank you so much.
I'm just trying to see.
Seriously, you just called me ma'am. Come on.
Excuse me, ma'am.
You are my least favorite person right now.
Ma'am.
I'm going to see if I can find Chuck Wick's panties online.
Were they just pinned up on the merch thing with the shirts?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I can't.
What? I'm just saying.
It was at the West Virginia show.
Of course it was.
That's where I sold the most panties.
To your cousins?
The West Virginia show.
Gosh. If they're like on eBay or something.
Anyways, do we have any more news other than Chuck Wick's panties?
No, I'm looking.
The amount of times we've said the P word on this show right now.
It's not even your favorite word.
It's my least favorite.
One of our radio stations, they're... Anytime their callers come in, they say panties first when they answer. It's a classic rock station, so they are. There's always strippers and all kinds of stuff at that station.
My God.
Sounds like a good time.
It's a good time.
Sounds like Rock of Love in 2001.
It's the beer and boobs station. We call it.
Oh, okay.
Titties and beer. You know that song?
Yes.
You know that song.
Sadly, I do.
That's a classic.
Rodney Karen.
Hey, you want me? I'm gonna take you guys back. This means we're back at it.
And what did I ever do to be the one holding
this
you?
This is what it means.
All around and why?
This brings back memories, doesn't it?
It does, actually.
When we did episodes every week.
Uh-huh. When we were back together.
I remember that. Also, I was looking through photos on my phone. Remember when you brought Tucker here and he was like legitimately 20 days old?
He was,
and it was when Jason and Britt were here. I was looking at pictures with them, and you're holding Tucker, and he's legitimately a fetus. And I'm like, wow, what?
Look how big he is now.
Yeah, now he's a full little
kid.
He's
so cute.
So last night he woke up, and I at 1:30 or something like that. So I rocked him to sleep for like 2 hours, and I'm like, man, I can tell. Like his stomach hurts, right? Then all of a sudden he lets out two massive farts. Like a grown man fart.
Was it you or the?
No, it was definitely him, and I could feel him just all the tension was released, and he's like snoring in 2 seconds.
Wow,
jealous.
It was the cutest thing in the world. His little, I could tell he was all, you know, cramped up. You know,
wait, you should have done that thing where they like move the kid's legs and then they put him down. Have you ever done that?
Oh yeah, you can fart real quick. All right, well, that's
I did that once. It works, by the way.
It does.
I'm not joking. I was in so much pain. And then 1, 2, 3, good.
Someone did it to you?
Yeah. Oh. We're no longer together. Yeah.
What she's leaving out.
I was like, wait.
She's leaving out that they were actually having sex.
No!
That's what she's leaving
out. No, we were watching movies and my cousins were there. It was like a whole thing.
Oh, okay.
No shame in my game. I had to fart. And guess what? Let me tell you, the night got much better after
that. Here we go.
So you should have done that to Tucker. You could have not wasted 2 hours.
No, I tried. I was just, and then I was patting his back. And anyway, so that's, anyway, I wanted you guys to know
what a story.
He had gas. And
I'm sure he's going to love that that's living on the internet for the rest of his life.
Yeah, it'll be fine. All right. Well, listen, love you guys. We're back. I'm saying it. We're back. Deep.
I've heard that before. Sure.
All right, let's take bets. Will we be back next Monday?
I'm taking, yep, nope.
No. Really? No,
we will not
be. I know you too well.
All right, if we're back next Monday.
If they're back, then you will, because you listen to them. You don't listen to us.
Yeah, what the hell? FaceTime. Hey, you want to do a podcast tomorrow? I literally responded, we're still doing that. That's what I said to him when he FaceTimed me.
Well,
yes, she did.
Can I tell you that I talked to Bobby Bones. Via somebody.
When?
Via somebody else.
Okay, when was this?
A few weeks ago.
Oh.
Why? Have you talked to him?
Yes, Abby sees him every day.
About our podcast?
It's been a while.
Oh. What did he say? Are you still doing it?
Yes. Yes.
He says, what are you guys still doing
it? Oh, yes, he's like, are you still doing it? I'm like, good question. Gonna have to ask Chuck.
Rude. That's a fair answer.
How am I supposed to know? You were supposed to do
You're
the thing.
You're supposed to have my back and be like, oh yeah, we're doing it, but we're taking a little break. Chuck is super busy.
That expired July 1st.
They gave you the option to take a break, and you said, no, we'll do it every Monday. Mm-hmm. You could have taken the break.
Beow, 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 beow.
Oh!
Happy drops of bombs!
Truth bombs! All right.
Okay.
Well, now we're back.
You can't weasel your way out of this, Charles.
Now we're back.
We have too many receipts. Screenshots.
Anyway, what were you going to say, though? You said you talked to him. What did he say?
He can't lie now. We called him out.
Well, I was just saying, I was just going to put this out in the universe. I said, this is what I want to do. I'll come back. We'll do episodes every Monday. Mm-hmm. But I said, I really think Abby and Sammy and I would actually make a really good weekend show, syndicated weekend show. Mm-hmm. And they were on the same page with that. That's the vibe I was getting.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah, I mean, okay. I'm down.
What you got other plans?
I do have other plans. I can't really speak on them at this moment, but yeah, I mean, I'm down. Listen, where there's a will, there's a way, baby. Hold Radio on. Magic, baby.
Hold on. Bam, 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 what's going on? Bam, do you have another job lined up?
I do. I'm official, but not really official. So I will check back when we continue our episodes on Mondays. I'm sure within the next couple weeks, I'll be able to tell you.
Really?
Yes. I've had quite an off season.
Is this a big company?
Is
it a company or a person?
I don't know if I can say that, but it's not a company.
I see. I knew it was going to be definitely not a company. If you can't say it's not a company. I mean,
she's been hanging out with Chuck Wicks too long. She's starting to sing everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yo. No, I'm very excited. And I feel like I will be able. I texted them on the way here to be like, hey, can I say this publicly yet? And I didn't get an answer yet because they're probably doing busy things. So I just don't want to like shoot myself in the foot and then be like, hey, what were you doing? Hanging out.
Can we get some what are you asking about these boxes?
I was curious what's in the box.
Oh, the boxes are from, great question. These boxes I've been hanging on to since July when Chuck first started ghosting us. We were going to do a taste test of Blue Cherry Bay rum on air. Oh, and there are many bottles like this that I brought because I am such a good friend.
Oh,
however, Chuck never showed up.
All right,
and
here's the deal.
That's the best Halloween trick-or-treat candy ever.
For adults.
All right.
Yeah.
I just sang again.
Here's what we'll say. These are premium rums, natural flavors, under 99 calories, okay? Let's go through some of the,
flavors?
Yeah, flavors, thank you. Pineapple rum cream sounds delish. Mango, coconut spiced. Mm. These are good. Key lime.
Okay, key lime pie rum cream. There's 5 rum creams and then there's 5 clears.
Spiced rum, banana rum.
But now they also have mocha out.
Vanilla rum.
Wow.
Banana rum.
Abby, cream. This one's for you because it has all 10.
Coconut rum.
Thank you.
And then white rum. I feel like this is the strongest.
So yeah, white rum will absolutely get you twisted. It's basically like the way I described it. Yeah, it's Anything you could make with vodka, you could make with a white rum. But they do like mojitos and stuff with it, but it's just higher alcohol content.
Did you get a different one than I got?
No, it's the same flavors, Charles.
Oh, okay.
Well, mine has two key lime pie rum creams and one doesn't have white. I picked up the wrong box, but you know what? I did my best. I did this months ago.
That's cute though.
Can I take one of these home?
Yes, that is for you. I wanted you to taste them on air, but you know what? We're not going to do that because the moment's passed and I don't work there anymore.
And then maybe give one of our the
gifts. Yeah, you guys want this? You can have it.
I feel like you should have a...
Oh, thank you.
Happy Halloween. Happy Halloween.
Well, first of all, you got to say trick or treat.
Trick or treat.
There you go. Yay, girls. You're welcome. Thanks for dressing up. Huh? Oh, yeah.
Go for it. You can open them. You can drink them for as long as you'd like. They're just little nips, so I don't know how long they'll last.
My mama always said to say thank you after you get your candy on trick or treat. So thank you.
You're welcome. You can thank Mr. K-Chess.
The
box is even signed.
Uncle Kenny.
By the way, does he get a does he have a nickname backstage, Kenny Chesney?
Kenny? I call him Uncle Kenny, but I don't know what other people are saying.
She's really good at making people feel older.
I was thinking like I used to have I'm not gonna tell the story. Yes, I am. I was in college and I had this guy that was super funny. We played baseball together and he used to knock on everybody's door to prank them. And he used to knock on the door in the dorms and people were like, "Who is it?" He's like, "Hey, do you wanna play late night sneaky uncle?"
Okay, first of all, you would get arrested if it was 2022. I hate when you do a low voice into the microphone like
that. I'm so sorry. His name was Joe. Abby's actually turned on right now. That's what's weird.
Excuse me, I'm not. Here we
go. Okay, we're back. Every Monday, we're back. Love Country Talk to Chuck every Monday. Mm-hmm. Every single Monday.
Mm-hmm. That's a lie.
Every single Monday.
And if we don't, blame Chuck, not us.
If we don't, I will pay you $100 each.
Oh.
For each Monday we miss.
Right. Okay, how about...
Right.
How about you owe us for every...
Yeah.
How
about we get a back pay? Okay.
Back pay.
Love Country, talk to Chuck.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought... In that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Give yourself a delicious escape from the afternoon with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.